Prophet of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has been reported to have said, it is not permissible for a Muslim to stop talking to his Muslim brother for more than 3 days. Like when the two meet, one turns away his face one side and the other turns away other side. Better between the two is the one who takes the initiative to say salam first. The beloved Prophet of Allah, intercessor of Ummah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, has been reported to have said, the one who will forgive any Muslim's mistake, Allah will forgive his mistake on the Day of Judgment. So this is another right of a fellow Muslim, that we should have tolerance and forgive one another's mistakes. And secondly, we should not break ties. There is exception if permitted by Islamic law for any reason. But normally people break ties due to their ego. I won't talk. He said like this, he said like that, he misbehaved, he did not talk properly, he didn't invite me, he didn't serve good food, didn't offer me seat, didn't respect me. Okay, he doesn't respect you. Remember, you don't get respect by wish. You beautify your character, people will respect you. People will respect you in your absence. Hazrat Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma says that the one who forgives someone's evil, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala increases him in honor. Okay, fine, even if he was at mistake, you forgive him. Just forgive him. For how long will you remain upset? Do you know those family members who break ties? What do? Whole life, they do not reconcile. But when someone dies, they go to funeral. As soon as they reach and see the dead body and other family members meet them and someone says, please forgive the deceased. Now he has died. Then the one who had broken ties for all his life forgives the deceased. Brother, you should forgive while somebody is alive. Why are you waiting for his funeral to forgive? And why do you presume that he is at mistake? He was the reason of rift. It is possible that fault could have been yours. You had to say sorry, but he has died. Times for 20 or 30 odd years, people that don't talk to each other. Families break ties. When do they meet? In ICU, intensive care unit. At funeral prayers, person is on deathbed. Or he has now passed away. Then they come and meet. And before they used to say, I won't even attend your funeral. But they come and attend. Even saying like this is not good. Why wouldn't you attend funeral? Please mend relations in lifetime. And another problem is when someone dies, their kids start doing this. My mom dad did not talk to them. Dear, your parents did so many other things also. You just remember this, your mom dad were wrong. If now they have passed away and they had broken ties without any valid Islamic reason, they wouldn't talk, they wouldn't go to their relatives, then you children, please make dua for the forgiveness of your parents and go and mend relations with your relatives. And end this bad practice and tradition. You end this and go to mend relationship. You become first to take the step.